531. Pimi News at 2, Nisambul of Inaka. I'm Nemai Vudango. A Cook Islands historian says it's time for the Cook Islands to step up and become a full member of the Commonwealth. Howard Henry says this would be an easier first step than a United Nations membership and put the Cook Islands on the world stage.
One just needs to have a look at the Commonwealth, any of the websites and membership. Every country's there that's a member. Their flags are all there. Cook Islands is nowhere. We're not mentioned anywhere, so as far as the Commonwealth is concerned, we don't exist. And yet, the people of the Cook Islands have been British subjects of the British Empire and the Commonwealth for more than 120 years.
Henry says a formal request could be made before the next Commonwealth Heads of Government meeting, which will be held in Samoa in 2024. The Green Party wants trawling and set netting in all Maui dolphin habitats phased out to safeguard dolphin numbers and seafood exports. The Greens say there are only an estimated 48 to 64 Maui dolphins left in New Zealand waters, and the biggest threat is fisheries bycatch. This week, the United States banned the imports of snapper, tarakihi, gurnard and other fish caught in Maui dolphin habitats. And Greenpeace Aotearoa's warning the Maui dolphins are at risk of extinction if commercial fisheries aren't better controlled. Spokesperson Ellie Hooper says environmentalists have long condemned the fishing methods used by commercial fishers.
We know that we can control the commercial fishing methods that operate within Maui dolphin habitat. What environmentalists have been calling for years is that the methods that kill them are removed from their entire habitat range. We got a threat management plan a couple of years ago that did make some progress, but unfortunately it didn't go far enough. We're talking about Maui dolphin being down to just over 50 left in their population.
An ancient order of Jerusalem is looking to establish a chapter in Tonga. The Order of St. Lazarus came to the aid of Tonga after the volcanic eruption in January this year with a donation of more than $50,000. Lady Cassandra Vaia will lead the order in Tonga and says Tonga will benefit greatly from its generosity.
It has been donated last year, a little bit over 13,000 worth of devices in assistance to the development of the order by some going into Her Majesty's charity. My investiture was the Dame of Grace, interim commandery of the Order of St. Lazarus to Tonga.
Finally, in sports news, defending champions Fijiana Nrua will play in front of a home crowd in Nandi in the opening round of the Super Women's competition against the ACT Brumbies. There'll also be a second round match held in Suva. And because there's no combined Pacific team, six Pacific women have been given scholarships to play for Australian teams. Two players from Tonga and four Samoan players will represent the Brumbies, Melbourne Rebels and Western Force. That's PM News at 2 p.m. For more Pacific news and sport, go to pmnnews.co.nz.